Yeah, the game was very enjoyable. There were a lot of mistakes and everything else. And I have to give a lot of credit to Clare. They didn't throw in the towel at any stage. I suppose the loss of Mickey Newman, and he didn't look great after the match there with a lot of an ice trapping on his knee and that there, and a bandage on his head from the bang, scoring the goal where he got the bang against the post. So they'll be trying to get him ready, Mickey Newman ready for next Sunday in Balbuffet. But yeah, it was an enjoyable match, as I said. You know, you have to give a lot of credit to Clare. They put up a big fight. But Meath, I'll be very happy to be in the Super 8s. And we always know about Meath. They always struggle against teams they're supposed to meet, but they always up the ante, as we found out in Navan a couple of years ago, in Navan and a championship match. And Tyrone found out as well, could have been beaten in Navan as well. So, look, there'll be a different team in the Super 8s, Meath.
We'll look at our neighbours. Tyrone came through very convincingly last night against Cavan. Suppose Cavan getting defeated by Donegal in that Ulster final. Winning a wee bit depleted, but look, not the response that the Cavan folk would have wanted.
No, definitely not the response they wanted. They'd be very, very disappointed. I was actually working in Cavan during the week, and they were, you know, it's just so difficult, and we know that in Donegal, to get a team up for it afterwards. And what you really want is a reasonable, easy draw, and they got probably the worst draw they could have asked for in Tyrone. But Tyrone were very, very impressive in that match, and I know they're going to appeal the three black cards to Peter Hart, so they feel that's how important they feel that he is to go, when they go to Hyde Park in Roscommon next weekend to play. And I think, you know, they've rested Pádraig Campsie to make sure he's available for the Super 8s, and, you know, they took him on, I know, just to give him a bit of minutes of game time, and they'd Michael McKiernan coming off the bench as well. So look, at from Tyrone's point of view, it's looking good for them. I always said that, and, you know, the way it was, that I think you're better, you know, going out of a competition earlier, if you're going to get out earlier, than getting beat in the provincial final. Galway proved that, and Cavan have proved that, you know, and Meath just about got over the line. You know, you're feeling maybe no disrespect to Clare, but if they're playing somebody stronger than Clare, they probably would have struggled to get over the line, but they got over the line, and Cork, suppose, were happy with their performance against Kerry, and that gave them a lift, actually. They were the one provincial winners that are losers that had a lift going into it. And so it's not surprising that they won well.
Yeah, looking at that group, Tyrone, we'll look at that group first. It's made up of Tyrone, Mayo and Cork. And Cork had an impressive victory last night against Laois in Semple Stadium, 420 to 115 it was.
Yeah, a very impressive victory for Cork. And, you know, we just heard that they beat Dublin in a challenge game, you know, before they played Kerry, and that they were really up for it and they felt that they were getting it right. We know they have a lot of good players in Cork. But I think the big thing that I've taken out of the whole championship and watching it, we saw in the Ulster final the difference between the Donegal goalkeeper and the Cavan goalkeeper. I think we saw today two goalkeepers struggled in the match today, the Clare Meath game with their kicker. And I think Cork, that's the one part of their game that they could struggle with. When we look at Tyrone, an exceptional goalie, Donegal with an exceptional goalie, Dublin with an exceptional keeper, Mayo have a very good keeper, Galway struggled last night because of the goalkeeper. He caused them one goal. So Galway, you know, even a good kind of Galway don't have a goalkeeper. We don't know where Kerry, you know, the Kerry goalkeeping's at. Goalkeeping has become so important in the whole game, Pádraig, that he's become one of the biggest players on the field.
Well, we've seen, as you indicated, we've seen that last night against Galway and Mayo. It was, suppose, the keeper, look, Mayo really, really know how to close out that particular kick-out strategy that you might have, and suppose the keeper had to go long on a number of occasions, and that initially got Mayo the couple of goals that they got.
Yeah, I think we look at the goalkeeper, and I suppose maybe it's down to the coaching as well, but the first thing you need is a goalie good enough to do it, and then you coach to his strength, whatever his strength is, you know. And that's where, you know, the Galway goalkeeper, you know, he probably felt, maybe at club level not there, he's very good with kick-outs and everything, but at county level it's different, and when teams push up on the kick-out and everything else, you know. We just saw some of the Meath today when they went long with the kick-outs, when they won the kick-outs. I think they had 13 long kick-outs the first half. They went too short. They had 13 long the first half. They won 7 of them in the middle of the field, and they're dangerous when they break in that situation. So that's something Donegal have to be ready for, Pádraig, next week, is when they do go long, if they won that ball, when a team pushes up on them, they're very quick at breaking, you know, the likes of Donald Keoghan, Harnan from their back lane breaking forward. But the goalkeeper, yeah, it's a thing, you know, I suppose, if Kevin Walsh looks back at the years he was managing Galway, he'll say, I didn't really get our goalkeeper right. Mayo have been changing their goalkeepers at times on the field, you know. We see, you know, we look at Dublin, we say, yeah, they're very strong and we know everything else about them, but they've had Cluxton and goals, and what a difference it was. And now the likes of the Mayos, you know, with David Clark, Donegal with Sean Patton, you know, you have and Tyrone with Niall Morgan, mm-hmm. saying, look at, hold on, we're getting up there. We have, you know, goalkeeper of that quality as well. Very, very important player.
Looking at Mayo, I suppose we spoke about Tyrone, we spoke about Cork. Mayo, where do you feel Mayo are?
Yeah, I was impressed enough with them now. You know, the only one thing I think they lack is a bit of pace from maybe midfield up. They have a lot of good ball winners and a lot of quality, you know, in that way. But I think they lack the pace that maybe other teams have now. That's why it's important for them to get Lee Keegan on the field. And they probably have a call to make with Keegan. Do they put him back to mark David Clifford? Or will they go with one of the players, you know, in their full back line to do that, Harrison or that, and say we want Lee Keegan pushing forward? You know, because they're going to need that pace. From midfield up particularly. They have a lot of good ball winners, a lot of good players, but I think they lack a bit of pace. But in saying that, they're very physically strong. I thought they just bullied Galway early on, came out of the blocks. I know Galway made a mistake for the first goal, but the second goal, you know, sheer physical power got them through. And they're a big, strong team. They'll have Lee Keegan back the next day. They'll have Ruan, the midfielder. They feel is getting close to getting back there. They're Killian O'Connor on the field. They think Jeremy O'Connor's not that far away from being back as well. And they're probably resting Andy Moran to take him in at a stage. And they've got a lot of physical power. I think Dublin won't want to see them coming with the physical power they have. Their big game will be in down in Killarney next week. That'll tell us a lot about both Kerry and Mayo next week, because that's going to be a massive game.
Yeah, well, all eyes will be on that, as will all eyes will be from a Donegal point of view in McCool Park next Sunday. Look, we would feel that Donegal should come out of that one with a victory, Martin.
Well, you'd hope they would, you know, and I know Meath are going to get a lot of momentum back from just getting the victory today, which is important. Yeah, you think that, you know, you feel that Donegal are good enough to get over the line that game, but, you know, they wouldn't want to be taking anything for granted. We saw Meath should have beaten them in the league match. I know it was a terrible evening in Balbuffet that evening, but Meath should have beaten them in the league match, and probably very unlucky not to get, the last time we played them in Navan in the Championship, Meath were very unlucky not to at least get a draw of that match. So, look, at you still think, yeah, looking at Meath today, that Donegal would be good enough to get over the line. But I'll tell you what it might come down to. It could come down to scoring averages in that group. Mm. You could end up with Kerry, Mayo and Donegal all on 4 points. Could happen, you know, it could work out that way with the way it is. So I'm not saying, you know, first thing you have to do is win the match, but it's very important if you do get ahead and you're ahead in that game, scoring averages against Meath could end up being very important in the group. It's a very, very tight, it's turned into a very, very tight group. It's the harder of the two groups now. You feel that Tyrone will be the happier of Tyrone and Donegal now, because yeah, they feel they've got the easier group.
Yeah, they do. Suppose group two, you're tapping Dublin and Tyrone to come out of that one, I would perceive. And group two, it's you're hoping it's Donegal, and the other, you know, it could be Kerry or Mayo.
Yeah, listen, you still think that Kerry, you know, we look at Kerry when they played the league game down in Kerry against Dublin, they went fairly defensive. They played Tyrone down there in a league match this year, wasn't it? End up 14-7 somewhere, and they were very defensive. So I think they're capable of changing their style of football. They were using that to get it ready. I feel maybe that's the way it is. I still think that it'll be Kerry and hopefully Donegal that'll come out of that group.